And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. We have a very exciting story lined up for you this evening entitled The Return of the Squirrel Whisperer. So without any further ado, let us get started. And as you know, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. See, spring had settled in Montgomery, casting a vibrant hue over the once troubled neighborhood. The whispers of the mysterious woods seemed to have faded, and the memory of Mr. Thompson's mischievous exploits had become a distant tale of redemption. However, as the flowers bloomed and the days grew longer, an unsettling shadow crept back into the heart of the community. It all began with reports of more missing belongings and the return of the strange behavior among the neighborhood squirrels. Jet, ever vigilant, sensed that something was amiss. His intuition told him that the peace they had worked so hard to restore was once again under threat. One evening, as the sun dipped low, Jet gathered his brothers, James and Jace, in his bedroom. Bear, their loyal canine companion, lounged by Jet's side. The air was heavy with anticipation as Jet unfolded blueprints for a new invention, a device that would allow him to communicate with Bear. With his knack for invention, Jet crafted a collar equipped with a small, sophisticated device. And this device would translate Bear's barks and whines into understandable words, creating a communication link between them. As the collar adorned Bear's neck, the once silent canine seemed to understand the importance of their new venture.
"Super cool," said James. "I can't believe you actually designed that. What an amazing device. I can't wait to hear what Bear says."
"But I don't understand why you created this," questioned Jace.
"Well, have you noticed what's been happening? Things are going missing from people's houses again, and squirrels are starting to act weird again. My guess is that the squirrel whisperer is back at it. I thought if we could talk with Bear, then it would make us easier to get to the bottom of all this."
"Oh, I see," responded Jace. "So now what?"
"Well, I think the mystery is deeper than we thought," Jet said. "Something tells me that things are a little more serious than they were last time. We need to uncover the truth and stop whatever it is that's causing this disturbance, whether it be Mr. Thompson again or not," Jet declared, his eyes focused and determined. So the first night of the investigation led them deep into the heart of the rejuvenated woods. Jet, now able to understand Bear's subtle signals through the device, followed the trail of suspicious activity. Strange markings on tree trunks and scattered acorns hinted at a familiar presence, the return of the squirrel whisperer. They arrived at the old ramshackle hut, the same one that they had discovered during their previous adventure. Plumes of gray smoke once again billowed from the rusty tin chimney, and the air echoed with chittering and scratching in the trees. There were squirrels everywhere, and as the group approached cautiously, Bear growled lowly, sensing the danger that loomed. And then a tall, bony figure emerged from the hut, his beady eyes now gleaming with an eerie intensity. The squirrel whisperer, Mr. Thompson. However, this time, there was something different about him. An air of malevolence.
something evil that had replaced the repentance that he had once shown.
"You thought you could change me, didn't you?"
he sneered, his voice a chilling whisper.
"But the power of the squirrels is too great. They've chosen me as their leader, and together we shall reign over Montgomery."
To their horror, an army of squirrels gathered around Mr. Thompson, their eyes reflecting a strange, otherworldly glow. The once docile creatures had regressed into a menacing force, ready to carry out their leader's nefarious plans. And the tall man squinted his eyes as if measuring up the group that stood before him. And then slowly, he lifted his arm and pointed a long, bony finger right at Jet. And then hundreds of squirrels darted at full speed towards the boys and Bear. One squirrel leapt into the air, landing right on top of Jet's head, chittering loudly to the other squirrels. Jet quickly activated Bear's communication device, and sensing the threat, Bear galloped towards Jet, jumping up on his legs and then leaping into the air, swatting the squirrel off Jet's head, and then landing back in front of him, he started to growl fiercely and protectively. He then began to howl with his head held towards the sky. The squirrels all stopped in their tracks, and suddenly, dogs from all over the neighborhood began leaping through the bushes and the trees, attacking the rabid squirrels. The battle was utter chaos. Dogs barking and chasing, squirrels chittering and attacking. It was madness. In all the uproar, no one noticed as the squirrel whisperer escaped deep into the forest. Soon, the dogs had driven all the squirrels up the trees. It appeared to be a standoff. And suddenly, Bear's words echoed in Jet's mind, a warning about an ancient artifact hidden deep within the woods, a source of power that had corrupted Mr. Thompson and his newfound army. So the boys embarked on a perilous journey, navigating through the darkened woods in search of the mysterious artifact. Along the way, they encountered obstacles set by Mr. Thompson's squirrel army, pitfall traps, staked slingers, falling nets, dropping rocks, each confrontation more challenging than the last. Finally, they reached the heart of the forest where they discovered an ancient tree with strange symbols etched into its bark. Hidden within its hollow trunk was the artifact, a mystical amulet that pulsed with dark energy. Jet, fueled by determination, devised a plan to neutralize the artifact's influence. And armed with his invention and the newfound knowledge from Bear, the boys returned to the old ramshackle hut and found the squirrel whisperer leading the squirrels in an all-out attack on the neighborhood dogs. Jet confronted Mr. Thompson and his army. An intense standoff ensued. But suddenly, in a burst of energy, Jet smashed the amulet with his pocket hammer, and the artifact's hold over the squirrels waned. Mr. Thompson, now free from its influence, collapsed to the ground. And then the sinister glow faded from the eyes of the once loyal army of squirrels. Bear howled again, calling off the dogs and redirecting them to surround the squirrel whisperer. There they held him while Jace ran home and got the police. Soon, the police arrived and handcuffed the tall, bony man. And as they led him away, the boys heard him muttering to himself,
"And I would have gotten away with it too, if it hadn't have been for those meddling kids. I'll be back and I'm gonna get them."
So as Montgomery breathed a collective sigh of relief, Jet, Bear, and the brothers stood victorious against the resurgence of the squirrel whisperer's dark plans. Mr. Thompson was caught, and he went to jail for all the chaos he had caused and the bad things that he had done. The tale of the mysterious artifact and the battle against the corrupted army of squirrels became the new legend of Montgomery. And Jet's invention, the communication device, marked the beginning of a new era of understanding between humans and their animal companions. Yet as the sun set over the revitalized neighborhood, Jet couldn't shake the feeling that the whispers of the mysterious woods held more secrets, and that future mysteries awaited their discovery. The young sleuth and his loyal companions were ready for whatever challenges lay ahead, their bond stronger than ever in the face of the unknown. Well then, there we have it, tonight's story. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. They got that squirrel whisperer, didn't they? Yes, they did. Now, I hope you sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And I can't wait to see you in our next episode of Bedtime Adventures. Adventures, 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 adventures.